We are on Daf in Nun Amud Beis. We had learned in the Mishnah, Amakadish Isha Ubita Yisha Bachaisa Ka'achas Einon Mikudoshes. It is Makadish, both of them Bebasachas, so none of them are married. Rami Bachome wanted to say that the Makir of this halacha, this is not a Pashita halacha, because when each one got married, she is not as yet an Achais Isha. So it seems to be a svara to say that perhaps both should be chal. No, Rami Bachome found a posik, Isha Lachaisa Leisikach Letzreir, that the posik is talking about that Bishas Likuchim Nasu Tzaris Ulezu, and it's not Chal. The Kedushin Vayehelei Likuchim Afila Bachas Mem. They're not married. And Rava asked, if that is Pshat the Pusik, so at the end of the whole Pasha says, Venichaso is explaining all the halachas mentioned in the Parsha, and if the Parsha is speaking about that an Isha Elachaisa was married with Basacha, so there wouldn't be a Benichesu. Ela Omar Rove. So therefore Rove said, Kro Bezeachelse. The Posik is not speaking about where Rami Bachome had mentioned that it's speaking about the Basacha. It's speaking Bezeachelse. Umas Nisen Kederabe. In the Mishnah that says that Babas Achas is not Chal, that's for a different reason, not als a posik, nor a svore. Roma Rabbe, kol she'einoi bozeh chazeh, afilu Babas Achas einoi. Let us see Rashi. Ella, so Rashi says, Ella kro boze achar ze, shebekidushin harishainim hi ishtay. The pasuk is speaking about that the first ishus made her his wife. Vekama, the pasuk is telling us, en kidushin taivsin ba'achaisa. Vimbo aleho anish koris. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Umas nisen, the Mishnah that says ki hoyu nami bebasachas is mahaykro nafki that uchderabe usvore ba'almo. We learn out from this pasuk that the Pasuk says, Vozeh achar zeh, the Kedushin is not Chal. So from this Pasuk, we learn out that the Basachas is also not Chal. Osvor Abalmu, Koshene Vozeh achar zeh, the Basachas is not Chal. Kiven the Ba'achis Isha, Leitofsi Kedushin, Ki Kodeshinu Basachas Nami, Lehavi Kedushin. That is Rabbi said as for it. Now, I'd like to try to explain a little bit what the svara of Rabbi is, and I'd like to mention what it says in Shiuri Rab Shmuel. Mitzadecho Dachsach Medes will help us very much in the coming sugya. The Nira Leima, this is the Lashon in Shiurei Rab Shmuel on Kedushin. Middle of Eis Tav Chav Aleph. The Nira Leima Bebiyar He'inyin. The Rabbi Chidesh, the Babas Achas Choshev, Kol Echad K'moy Hasheni Boze Achar Zeh. Is this Rabbi said Amir Dikachidish? Rabbi said that if there are two maisim bebasachas, just like a second maise is worthless v'zeach hazeh. So b'basachas, every maisa is considered, it's like a maisa after the other one. That is the chiddush of Rabbi. And the chiddush is, it's not called a maisa that can accomplish anything. Lahochi, b'mekadish beizachoyis. Kivin d'chshive kol echot, each wife, yevrochel and leyeh, the kivin d'chshive kol echot ki'ilu mekadcho acharashniyeh. It's considered like he's making a maisa kedushin and Rochel after Leah. Memele ike chesoren ve'etzem asiyas ha-maisa. You can't make a maisa kedushin in a woman who her sister's already married to you. The maisa ha-kedushin einoi maisa kiven the choshiv the mekacha achar achoiso. So the chesaron is in the maisa. It's not considered a maisa kedusha. V'nimtza nifir zoitz the ilav hoda rabbe. Without rabbe's chiddush, hayu be'emes cholim shteim. That means without rabbe, rami v'chomei psukim. The rabbe said the psukim are non-existent. But al kaponim without psukim. He says, really, both would be chal. He'd be married to both of them. It's not considered, since when each one is getting married, she's not an achayis isha. So memele, he would be married to both. But Rabbi said, a chiddush, it's not considered a maisa kedushin, because bebas achas is considered Vasachas is considered keilu, each one is a sheni. You have to understand the imikat vorim, but al kaponim the hilochat vorim, that's how Rav Shmuel says pshat in Rabbe. So therefore, none of them are chal. He's not going bahadroge, and both can't be. If it's a chason in the maisa kedushin, there's no maisa kedushin. The Maisa Kedushin in Rochel is considered it was done after Leah. The Maisa Kedushin in Leah is considered it was done after Rochel. So there's no Maisa Kedushin, so no one is married. That is Pshat and Rabbi, and let us go further. Gufa Omar Rabbi, Kol She'inoi Bozeach Hazeh, Afilu Bebazachas Einoi. Eisvei Abaye. So Abaye is Takashe. We learned Hamarbe b'maisa peirosav misukonim. If a person will be marbe b'maisa, instead of giving a tenth of the tevel for maisa, he'll give a fifth of the tevel for maisa. Is peirosav misukonim the peiros the chulin? That means 4/5 of the tevel is misukonim. But the Meiser is Mikulkul. That means, just before we see the Eimek HaDvorim in Rashi, but the Teitschwerter is that if a person, let's say, had 5 saw of Tvuim, and he said 1 saw should be Meiser over the other 4 saw, which is 2/10. So the din is, the 4 saw you're allowed to eat. And in this one saw, which is 1/5 of all the tvuah, there's maisa and there's tevel. That means the only a tenth became maisa, so the other tenth, which is in the saw, did not become maisa. And he said this should be maisa on this saw should be maisa on the other 4 saw. Maisa can only become a tenth. So I have here 2/10. So 1/10 became Maisa. The other 10th did not become Maisa. So remain Tevel. Now, which is Maisa, which is Tevel? I haven't the faintest idea how to be Mavara this. So Maisrois of Mikul Kolum. You can, this Maisa, stay away with a 10-foot pole. You have to be Misakin this. The only way you'll be Misakin, it'll take different Tevel. And be mafrish a tenth of that tevel on this half a saw. and that's how you be misakin. Because when you're not misakin, the devil see my sraisa mikul kolam. And peraisa misul kolam. Frek the gemore, va my name, kol sheine bozeh hazeh, apilu babasach hasein. So Rav Shmuel explains the way he said is meiridik meduyik the Gemara, that the Gemara has a problem from this aloch and rabbi. Olefize mevu amad the poich haGemara meyamar bebeimaiser a rabbi. The af the hosam gam beloy rabbi loyhoyu shnei maiser. That means without rabbi, rabbi forget about rabbi shtiktar kol shen ruzeh hazeh babasach haseinah. Rabbi, you can't make more than a tenth maisa. There's no such thing. You can't make the shame maisa is only chal on a tenth. You can't make two maisas. But without rabbi, so one would be maisa, and one would, and the other would be devil. That's without rabbi, and that we understand this very well. Mikol makay. Ein zeh gesorn be meise, de gol meise mit nei hat mei hu toy, al sche ba khloi shen ye khalem shneim lach. Allah hi gad mi nei gal. So lu le dim rei rabba, I understand this perfectly. He made two halves of the saw should become meise. Both halves can't become meise because it's only one meise. So one becomes meise, one is devil. That's what it says in the Salochim. So that's beautiful. But Rabbi said that the Maise that is done with us achas, so each one is menagid the other one, that it's not called a prosha Maise, it's considered like it's a second one. So Memele, if I was mafrish, half saw Aleph and half saw Beis with us achas, so the hafrosh of hefso aleph makes it, I can't make a mice hafrosh of hefso beis. The hafrosh of hefso beis makes it, I can't have a hafrosh of hefso aleph. That was the chiddush of rabbi. Kosh eini b'zeh hazeh. But b'as achas you have the chesor in b'zeh hazeh. It's not called a mice kedusha. It's not called a mice hafrosh. So you should have nothing. That's the kashan rabbi. That is the kashan rabbi. Rabbi was mechadish ha-mayudik ha-chidish. And that's like Rav Shmuel. Lo lei divrei rabbi ein zeh chesorim b'maise. The maise afrosh is a good maise. The whole maise b'vnei yatsma ha-toyim. Ela she b'chaloi sein yecholim shneem lochel. They both of them can't be chal. So what will be chal? What won't be chal? That's no problem. Lohochi chad minai yichayim. Which one became Maisa? I don't know. That I don't know. That's not my problem how this works. I don't know. I made too much Maisa. I'm out of the Maisa. So whatever can become Maisa becomes Maisa. Which becomes, which doesn't become? I don't know. But that's not my, that's not my problem. So it says that there's Maisa and Tevel Murim Zebizze. But if the rabbi was mechadish, the chol echot choshiv k'moishu ha-sheini, that when I'm doing the basachas, in basachas, yiv ha-chason of zeh al zeh, that each one is considered, I'm making a hafroshe after the first hafroshe. So there was no mice afroshe. The first mice is no good because it's after the second. The second mice is no good because it's after the first. So he was, oh, so why is peroisim misukonim? By, you should have made it short, and nothing should be held. So the mice, so everything is stable. Not peroisim misukonim. That is the kash, that's how Rav Shmuel and Pshat the kash and Rabbi. Now let us see Rashi. Hamar bebemaisres, hamafrish echot mechamisha. He's mafrish 1/5. Shemona arbo lechulin. He was mona arbo lechulin. Bitzadze, these four will be chulin. Umodat chamishis lemaisa, and the fifth mida will be lemaisa. Maisreiso mikol kolom, the tevil umaisa morovim zeboze. So because in this fifth midah, the fifth saw that he's mafrish for maisa, so the whole thing can't become maisa, fifth can't become maisa. Shakri kulei tevel have. Before he did anything, everything was tevel. Uchshemona abo lechulin lehoi lehlito min akri lemaiser ela chafi mida chamishis. He should have taken a half of a mida. Who if rish mida shleim? Vishay maiser lechalolov ela kvi cheshmen. He can't be chal. He can't make a maiser out of a fifth. So the maiser has to be a half of this fifth will become maiser. Benimtza hashar tevel va'osa l'cholodem ad shisakneno. So the ma'isa is osa l'cholodem ve'im isa. But if we say like Rabbi, the choshene bezechas eine bebasachas klal, that the basachas nothing is chal, amai peiroisa misukonim v'lomo chal shem ma'isa. Why is the Peres Mesukonim? Why is the half of this Midah Maisa? You can't make one Afrosh after the other Afrosh. So the second one would not be called Afrosh's Maisa. It can't be Mafrish Maisa if you were Mafrish Maisa. So memeila, so nothing should be chal. The sakashan rabim. Omalei. So the Gemara answered, shiny maisa de isa lachatzoin. The omar tiskadish palge palge de chitzo kitcho. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, the omar tiskadish palge palge de chitzo kitcho. Hilka. Kshehifrish bebas achas yoise mikeshio. When he was mafrish bebas achas yoise mikeshio, when he was mafrish more than the shir, yesh loy lemaise lochel, so the maise could be chal al kol chita bechita, on each chita lefi cheshbein, according to the cheshbein. Vikala Maima, the Nitzbesu Kulu Lefi Cheshbin. That means like this. That when he said, let's say we have five saw, and he said one saw should be Maisa and the other four saw. So it's possible that this one saw should become Maisa and all four saw. You know what that means? It means that each maisa doesn't have to be chal on the whole kernel. Maisa can be chal on the half a kernel. So when I say that this saw of tvua should be maisa on the other four saw, so all the kernels in this saw become maisa, but not completely. They become half maisa. So the whole saw becomes maisa, achatz, palge, palge. Hilkach shivrish babas achas, yoise mikishir. Yeshlo le maisa lochel al kolchita vechita, lefi cheshbe. Vikele meima de nitvisu kulo lefi cheshbe. So it can be like that. So the whole saw became maisa, lefi cheshbe. The cheshbon is that half of each chita became maisa, and the other half remained tevel. Avol gabi yachoyes lekelamei menit pesuk tzas kedushin al kol chode v'chode. But if I'm saying I want to mikadosh both of you, so let us just say for a minute, that means if there would be such a possibility that a person is mekadesh, let's say, the right side of Rochel and the left side of Leah. So, if you could do such a thing, so mekadesh both of you. Because the left side of Leah, the left side of Rochel is not an Eishes Ish. So the left side of Leah is not kedushin of an Eishes Ish. Because Hafilu Rochel would be first, that's the right side. The left side is no Ishes. On the left side of Rochel, so then Leah could be married. So if by Ishes I would have such a concept of palge palge, so that could also be chal. So I'm saying, I'm a kaddish both of you, and it would come out that kedushin is chal on both of them. The right side of Rochel and the left side of Leah, and there's no problem whatsoever. But by kedushin, there's no such concept of palge palge. But by Maisa, there's a concept of Palge Palge, so the whole saw, we get a Kedushas Maisa of Palge Palge. Now, we have to understand there's a shtickle problem over here. The Beis Meir, and Erevin, and in Kedushin, the Beis Meir asks Akasha. He asks Akasha, he says, what's going to be if a person has five kernels of wheat? Five kernels of wheat. And I say, I take one kernel, and I say, this kernel should be Maisa on the other four. So, if you ask us, what would we say? What's the problem? I mean, what's the chilek? Five kernels, five soah, we'll also say, the Beis Meir did not say like this. Now, just like to give a shtickel akdome, the Beis Meir wrote a letter to Rabbi Kivege, and he wrote Kvoid Akiva Nere Yoyer. So when he could write a letter to Rabbi Kivege and write Akiva Nere Yoyer, so he was a contemporary of Rabbi Kivege. But Davoni, I don't understand what he says, but just like to say over first what he says. So the Beis Meir says, Vadai Ilu Hoyu Loi Chamisha Gargar Chite. That's poshut. The iser galger sholem hoshayich nami kol sheni b'zecha ze eini bebasachas. It zicha won't be chal. I'm making this chita maisa. This chita is a fifth of the other four chitas. Nothing will be chal. So he says that's poshut. That's no shaila by him. Im kain. So if that's true, so what's the difference? One chita or one saw? So if I make the whole, I think the whole saw should be Maisa, so it's also nothing should be chal. Yeshel forish, the vadai behei garger chitim, ilu iser echad sholim. If he would be ma'asa, one chita, pshita deleiti ken klum. Kiven she iser garger zeshom. I say this chita should be maisa. V'loichot chay lachatzoin. Why didn't he cut this chita? Why didn't he cut it? She yiya ach chatzila maisa. Why didn't he cut it? This chita should be maisa. Cut it. Ela vadai she rotsa kula garger maisa. No, I didn't cut it because he wants the whole chita to be maisa. Now, if you want the whole chita to be maisa, so you're making 2/10, and we have this klal kol sheni b'zeh hazeh b'basach hasein. Ma she ein kain she yesh loy heisoy. When he has heisoy, vu roitze she yiyeh chatzi so maisa. He wants that half the so should be maisa. Avo loy al yidei gargarim shleimin. He wants a half a saw should be maise, but not with gargarim shleimim. That half of gargarim shleimim. El shiye maise chal al chatzoi gargarim. He wants the maise should be chal, and the half of all the gargarim. Loch yev shloi lahavchish chatzi so, kiven shereishis li gargarim shleimim kedoshim ela machzi so. Here he wants, you can't ask a kasha, why did he take away half a saw? Because he wants the whole saw should be maisa chetzi chetzi. So the Reitas Loshen of the Beis Meir would seem that the Beis Meir held. I mean, that is for sure. This Nakuda, if this person wants to make, let's go to argument. Let's go to the case of the Beis Meir. If a person has five kernels, he wants to make the whole kernel Maisa. That's what he wants to do. So then zich nothing will be chal. That's posh. That was the Gemara's kasha. Posh einim bezecha ze. The basacha seine. Then zich nothing is chal. That is posh. What is pshat? So what is pshat not Gemara's term? So the Beis Meir seems to be saying pshat He doesn't want to make the whole thing Maisa. He wants to make from the whole saw the half kernel should be Maisa. And it seems here there's no kasha. Why didn't he cut the half kernels? You want to sit and cut the half kernels from a saw? So I wanted that the whole saw should be Maisa, half kernels. Some emela, so it's no problem. So I wanted to make Maisa taka. That's what he says. So I don't understand the Beis Meir. I have two problems in understanding the Beis Meir. According to the Beis Meir, so what's that? Hamal bebemaisa. This person is there has no intent to be mal bebemaisa. He wants to make a half a saw maisa on four saw. That's exactly what he wants to do. But he doesn't want that the half of the saw should be completely Maisa, and half of the saw should be nothing. He wants the half of the saw should be Maisa, that all the kernels, half of each kernel should be Maisa. That's what he wants. That's what he says. Now, Shane, she actually, hey, soy, buroichi, she chatsi saw Maisa, avoloya yide gargarim shlemi. I want a half a saw maisa, but not that the top half should be maisa and the bottom half should not be maisa. V'loyei dei gargarim shlem, ashiyei a maisa chal achatzoi gargarim. I want that the whole saw should be maisa each half. V'achiyev shaloi lahafrish chatzi saw. See, the dog asked, why didn't he take away a chatzi saw? Because he wants the whole saw. Why didn't he cut each one? That'll take a young man to mitzvah. So Memele, Al Koponim, from the Beis Meir, we see that Pshat is that he wanted to make a half a saw Maisa. No. A half a saw, how did he want to make a half a saw Maisa? That the whole saw of Chitim, half of the Palga, should be Maisa. So I don't understand. So that should have Malba the Maisa. Why is it called the Malba the Maisa? And Rashi says by us, Rashi says, Hilkach shehifrish bebas achas yoisa mikishir. So Rashi says it was mafrish yoisa mikishir. According to the Beis Meir, it wasn't mafrish yoisa mikishir. It was mafrish ha'efeso. That's what the Beis Meir says. So I don't understand the lashon of Rashi and the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says hamar bebemaiser, and Rashi says it was mafrish yoisa mikishir. So lulei dvarov. I think, and that's what the Lashon of Rashi is mashma like this. Pshat is like this. There was a Kriyash Shem of Maisa. Let's talk about L'chayret. I think in the first case, the Lacha would also be differently. He has five Chitim, and he says, this should be Maisa. I want Maisa to be Chal on this. Now, he wasn't explicit. And maybe because he wasn't explicit, so that's his golden neglect. I want Maisa should be chal on the schite. So, listen, only half of the schite can become Maisa. So if you say, you want Shem Maisa to be chal on the schite, so it will be chal taka, but like, you want Maisa to be chal on the schite. How much of the schite will become Maisa? Half of the schite, it's possible. So your words and the halacha can stem. Maisa will be chal on the schita. How much of it will be chal? Half of it will be chal. It will be split. I want Maisa to be chal on the whole schita. No. But then nothing will be chal. That's the Gemara. And that's for me, that is what Rashi is saying. Rashi says, Hilkach, Shevrish bebas achas, Yaisa mekishir. Vafrosh is taka on Yaisa mekishir. He's saying, I want his chita to be Maisa, and the chita is a fifth of the other four chitas. Aboyeshe le Maisa lochel al kol chita vechita lefichesma. But it could be chal. So the whole, I want Maisa to be chal, and the chita will be chal. But lefichesma. Pikele meima, the nitvisu kula lefichesben. Rashi speaking about why he had five saw. So I want this saw to be maisa. So the whole saw on each garin in the saw, it will become maisa lefichesben. That's what Rashi says. So we could use your words, and they can stim halachically, unless you put in your two cents and say I don't want that. The Gemara isn't speaking about that. That's not the case. The case is hamal bebemaisa. He was Kaira Hashem Maisa on more than the Shia,
But the shir will be chal. That's pshat in the Gemara.
Zog the Gemara weiter. Farei meisa behemen. Now this is a mirror, get the Gemara here. Now again, we started off with a yesod of Rav Shmuel, and we have to learn the Gemara with this yesod. Rav Shmuel, in Shiurei Rav Shmuel, he says, the yesod of Rabbi, that kol she'enoi bezeh chazeh bebas achas enoi, the yesod of Rabbi is as follows. If bezeh achazeh, I cannot, the second maise that I'm making, bezeh achazeh, is not chal, is worthless, is not a maise kedushin. That means by acha is isha. If I married the isha, so marrying her sister after her is not a maise kedushin. By maise, if I made one thing maise, and then I want to make one tenth maise, and I want to make another tenth maise, so the other tenth is not a maisa hafrosha maisa. You can't be mafrosh maisa after maisa was taken already. That's bezeh chazeh. So Rabbi said, bebas achas, we consider each one is bezeh chazeh. Legabi the maisa. That means that is the chiddush of Rabbi. I'm going to call this. That bebas achas is considered each one is after the other one, and I'm not doing anything because it's after. That's the chiddush of Rabbi. That's Rabbi Shmuel and Pshat. So now we're going to learn the next Gemara. So the Gemara says as follows, V'lei ma'isa behemem, D'leke lachatzoim, by ma'isa behemem, there's no such concept that a half of a behemem is ma'isa. V'leke b'zeh chazeh, there's also no thing, there's ma'isa behemem, you bring in the behemem into a corral, and then you open up the door, 1, 2, 3, 4, and the tenth one is ma'isa. I'll make an 11th one, also a 10th one. There's also a thing, there's one tenth. The tenth that comes out is maisa. So there's no concept of it can't work bezeh chazeh. So bebas achas, according to Rabbi, it also can't work here. If you can't do bezeh, if I can't make a tenth after a tenth, so I can't make bebas achas also 2 tenths. That's the cheshbon. That was Rabbi's tiktayah. V'omar Rove, or v'omar Rabbi, Yotzu shnayim basiri, 2 came out the basachas. And Tosfos says, in Erevin, we're talking about Efshel Tzamtzum, that we're going about that it's possible that both came out the basachas. He had 2 came out the basachas, v'kora nafiri. He said, it should be myself. So he called both of them asiri. So it says like this, Asiri vechad osa murovim zebozem. One is an Asiri, and one is an Achadosa, and we'll see the special dinim in this Achadosa, and the Tzchal will come back to, but this is Akasha. This is Akasha and Rabbe. The Kasha is, if you cannot call an 11th one, a 10th, so you have 2 11th ones over here. You just told me Babas Achas, each one is a din of 11th one. So how do you have an Asiri, Vachadosa, Zebaze? You shouldn't have anything. Your Kriya, your Maise is worthless. Babas Achas is like Zechaze. Koran Asiri, Asiri Vachadosa, Morom Zebaze. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So what should be? Nothing should be. That's the Kasha. You don't have an Asiri. You have 2 11ths, which is nothing. Zegt de Gemara, Shani Maisa Beime, the Isa Betois. Maisa Beime is different than the Isa Betois. This Nan, we learned a Mishnah, Kora Lechi Asiri. Lasiri Chi, he called it the ninth one that came out, he had a little, he never graduated college, he didn't know how to count good, so when they came to the ninth one, he said, 10, 8, 10. So he called the ninth one 10. Then he got off a tumult to Mary, he said, what? So then he said, oh, I'm sorry. So when the 10th one came out, he said 9. And then later, the 11th one, he said, well, after 9, now he knows the way. After 9 comes 10, so he said, that's how he called it. So the 9th he called 10, the 10th he called 9, and the 11th he called 10. He made such a mishmash. Kora lechi asiri, lasiri chi, lachadosa asiri, shloshtom mikodoshes. All 3 are kodesh.
Nagavuch, I just like to mention, we'll see the Kedusha is different in each one, about Al Kaponim, Taisvis and Bukhaira says, this halacha we derive, V'chol Maiser Bokal V'tzoin. What is V'chol Maiser? Every tenth. So V'chol Maiser is coming to tell us, Sayyid was a tenth of Metzias, or Sayyid was called a tenth. V'chol Maiser, every tenth, is Asiri Yekaydish Lashem. So from here we learn out that Akriya Shem Maiser also shafts a Kedusha of on the bank. Fine. So that's the tenets of the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Look Rashi as I. The Leka Chatzoy. So the Gemara said, my Maiser Bahime, there's no concept of halves. Shemona Tisha, when after he counted the ninth one, brought to the tenth, Eini Yochel Lohitzi Shnaim, V'loima Chatzi Kol Echad Yiyah Maisa. That means, Omiki, two halves make a whole. By Maisa Behemoth, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a half of Behemoth's Maisa. If the Shach a half is good. So I said, both of you should be ten, means that a half of this one will be ten, and a half of this one will be Maisa, a half of this will be Maisa. But there's no such thing. And there's also no cheshbon of bezeich hazeh. Sha'acher shekora la'asiri asiri, after he called asiri asiri, v'chosa v'kol achod osar asiri, eini kodesh. After the tenth, I'll call the 11th one ten. You can't make a ten after a ten. So these two things are impossible. So there it says that both came out together. I called them both the tenth. They both came out of Asachas. I called them both the tenth. So it says, Yotzu Shnaim Basiri, V'kol On Asiri, Asirim V'chadosim Morov. Here the din is, Echad Mehem Maiser Gomel. One is real Maiser. Avleini Yedua Ezu. I don't know which one is Maiser. That's the problem. Vasheni shem shlomim olov. This sheni is a shlomim. Kedin achadoso shekori asiri, achar shetov v'korel asiri chi. The kaimelon shu shlomim kedelakamon. Hai avinami shlomim. Shrei achad achadoso ze afu achar kriyas chi nikra asiri. Period. Now let us just say what Rashi is saying right now. The halacha is, let's go to a different case and we'll come to what Rashi is saying over here. That the halacha is, we had mentioned, if he got up to the tenth, and he said, this is the ninth, he lost cheshbon, he said, this is the ninth, fine. And then later, the ninth, so the next one is the tenth. So, which is in reality the 11th. So, we learn out from a pasuk, if he called the 11th, the tenth, Legitimately means because he called it the tenth, because this is after the ninth. He made a mistake by the ninth, by calling the tenth the ninth. But if he's going with mathematics, that means he knows after nine comes ten, and so he called this legitimately ten, even though it's 11, it's chal kedusha shlomim. So Rashi explains, so far, so what do we have over here? So we have over here, both came out the Basachas. It can't be two tenths, so one is a tenth. And one was called a tenth, because it came after the ninth. Because this is the one, it was counting, this is the real nine. It was counting like one, the nine, and this is, then both come out of Basachas. So this is the tenth after the ninth. So Rashi says, so you have here two behemoths over here. One behemoth is, both of them he called the tenth. That's number one. But, so one behemoth is Maiser, because it's a tenth. And one behemoth is Dinei Akrove, because it was called legitimately the tenth, because it's after the ninth. That's these two things. Now, this din, that an 11th, that is called 10 legitimately, is not Maiser Behem. It has a Kedusha Shlomo. It has a Kedusha Shlomo. He made it nice, but it has a Kedusha Shlomo. In Agavuch over here, Rashi doesn't relate to us what the tremendous problem is. Rashi avoids the problem completely. But Rashi in Erevin says we have a Meridikah problem. We have two behemoths. One is Maisa Behemoth. One is a Shlomim. Now, and I don't know which is which, so I have a very big problem over here. So Rashi says one needs Smicha, one doesn't need Smicha. One needs Tnufa, one doesn't need Tnufa. Chazei B'shoik. One makes a Tmura, one doesn't make a Tmura. There's a whole problem over here. That means, so Rashi, one needs Nesachim, one doesn't need Nesachim. And that's a basic. Fine. So Rashi over there tries to explain to us, what you do. What you do. Fine. Rashi over here says told us it's an easier etzah to solve the problem. So Rashi says over here. So let's see again the Lashon of Rashi. Let's see again. Vasheni shem shlomim olav. The second has a kedusha shlomim. Kidin echadoso shekor asiri. Acher sheto. It's the same thing like an 11th that was called a 10th. How did he call an 11th a 10th? Acher sheto v'kol asiri chi. He called the 10th a 9th, so he called it here. The kaim alon she shlomim kidilakamo. Hai avinami shlomim. Shrei echadoso zeh, this 11th, afu achet krios, chi, nikra asiri. After he said chi, he said asiri. So this is called maisa. This is called maisa. Ve'rein morovim. And they're mixed up. I don't know what to do. So Rashi says, here, psagringeitze, v'yiru atche yistabu. So let's make sure that both of them will get mumen. So now both are balei mumen. V'yaviyu. Now, so let us just give a shtikal akdome. So, a shlomim, that's a balmum, you're poide. In the kedusha, you'll be chal on another behemoth. And another one will be a shlomim. Maisa behemoth, that's a balmum, you eat it. There's no problem whatsoever. So Rashi says, on a mele, v'yirachi yistavu, v'yaviyu behemoth chulun. They'll bring the behemoth chulun, v'yayma, komokim shein shlomim, Yimachulul al behemoth, or Yimachalul, Fakat, you don't need the Ashvash, Yimachalul right away on the other behemoth. Yimachulul al behemoth, so this behemoth chulen should get a kedusha shlomim from the shlomim that is here. Viyikarev zu shlomim, Vashnaim nachalim labailim, Sheshneim sofik maisa. Now, one is a sofik maisa, one is now nothing. I mean, now is, maisa behemoth nechalabum labailim. And the other one is chulen already. So that's what you do. Bahach, fine. So that's the halacha. Now let's get prepared to understand the kasha and rabbi. What's the problem of rabbi? Bahach. The einay bozeh achazeh. The ilu kara la asiri asiri. If a person called the asiri asiri, like kodesh achados aklal, that means I can't say this is the tenth, and the 11th is also the 10th. You can't make, after a 10th, you can't make another 10th. So fine. Lichikaru badodi, but when I called both of them the 10th, so lechayre, the way Rav Shmuel said, and that's what Rashi Maisa's Echad is, but basaches, it's considered that the kriya was, each one is an 11th. That's the chiddush of basaches. So I called two 11ths the 10th. That's what I did. I call 2/11 to 10. So not a kriya. So what should be? Nothing should be. So there should be nothing. There's no kriya. That's me that's Shad Rashi. Michi karuhu ba'adodi. Ishtay toch nit azoi. Before Rabbe. Michi karuhu ba'adodi choshev chad minayu maisa lifter asatisha. One became maisa. So the kash is, how did this one become maisa? You have 2/11. Each one is an 11th. So how did one become Maisa? So Rashi is the Kasha on the Maisa. So what's Emphat Rashi? Shani Maisa, the Issa Betoys. Im to milikre sasiri b'shmoy. What would be if he called the Maisa the wrong name? Havi Maisa, if he called the 10th the 9th, it's also Maisa. This nan kore lechi asiri. He called the 9th the 10th, Ulasiri Chi, Lachadosa Shiba Achov,
שזה קורא עשירי, שלושתון מקודשים. So all three are Kodesh. V'sayf ha-mishne chi nechel v'mumoy, v'asiri ma'isa, v'achadosa korav shlomim, v'yalav lo mikroi. Hilkach. But what do we say? So Rashi says, ki heichi dechal shmoy al ha-tois. So that's what Rashi is saying, I'm going to get back over here. Rashi is saying, when they were talking about the Zech HaZeh, the ninth came out, he called it the tenth. Fine. Okay, so this is ma'isa because it was called the tenth. The tenth came out and he called it the ninth. It's Maisa. This one is Maisa. I, this apostle of Kriya, he didn't call it Maisa. It's ki heichi dechal shmoy al hatois. It's called Maisa even though he called it the ninth. Chal nami ki ot nofik achadosa bade. So what was your kasha? Your kasha was that there's a chesaron in the Kriya Shem. Your kasha was he's calling each one as a din 11th legabi his maaser. That means it's in kol sheni b'zechazeh b'vasachaseinoy. That if b'zechazeh I couldn't make a Kriya Shem, I couldn't call 11th a 10th. So b'vasachas each one has a din 11th. I can't call it a 10th. So the kasha is, so how did the tenth become Maisa? So the teretz is, you don't have to call the tenth Maisa to become the tenth. Well, alright, I called it the ninth. So for Maisa. The tenth is Maisa because it's the tenth. It's a mitzvah to call it, fine. Maybe it wasn't the kind of mitzvah. That could be. Oh, but it's Maisa without a kriyashem. That's l'chayla what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara asked, according to Rashi, that's the Shakla Bataya, the Gemara asked the Kasha, according to Rabbi, the Maisa that he's doing is Apostle of Maisa, because I consider each one is an 11th, each one is an Achaisisha, so it's not called a Maisa Kedush, it's not called a Maisa Astosh, it's not called, so Moses says, okay, so it's not a good Maisa. So forget about his Maisa. And if he calls it the ninth, it's a good Kriya, it's also not a good Kriya, it's a tenth, it becomes tenth out of tenth. Machst mir das Schatten der Gemorre. No, the Davoin have a very dicke Kasha, which I don't know the parent to this Kasha. The Kasha is as follows. It says in the Mishnah, or it says in Rabbi Zaloche, Yotsu Shnayim Basiri, Vekoron Asiri, Asiri Vachadosa Morovim Zebozer. So, these two, one is real Maisa, and one is Maisa because he called it Asiri. Because he called it Asiri. But this is Shlomim, it's not, but it's Shlomim. Now here, so here I don't know what's flying. So why is the other one became Maisa of the Kriya Shem? It didn't become Maisa because of that tent. There's only one tent. There's one tent and there was two Kriya Shemis. I called both of them the tenth. And you're telling me, Bevas Achas, Rabbi held Bevas Achas, that each one is considered an 11th. Each one is considered 11th. So if it's considered 11th, so how can the 11th be Chayiv B'Shlomim? So Rashi had said, I can become a Shlomim, because it's after the 9th. But Bevas Achas, the Gemara is the Kasha that the 10th shouldn't be a 10th at all, because it's also an 11th. So the Gemara said the tenth is a tenth of fellow on Kriya Shem. So the Kriya Shem is like Ma'al Le'Mayel. Fine, that's in the tenth. But with the 11th, so I really don't understand what happened over here. I don't understand how the 11th became an 11th according to Rabbi. Here it's Zicha, and that's my son. The Taisus Harosh. I don't know what the Gemara answers. The Tais the Russian Ereben seems to say the Gemara's Kasha was on the 11th. I think the Mashmoy said the Gemara's Kasha is on the 11th. How can the 11th be an 11th als Rabbi? I don't understand the Teretz. What is the Teretz? How could it be 11th if there was already another Kriya, I was Babasachas, a Kriya Shem on both of them? So each, since there was a Kriya Shem on the other one, that's the 10th, that makes this the 11th. I don't understand. I'll call upon him, but Rashi seems to learn Pshat that the Kasha was on the 10th,
that the 11th should stir the Kri Hashem of the 10th, and that the Gemara answers, you don't need a Kri Hashem. I think that is pshat according to Rashi. Zag the Gemara weiter. Vareitoi de, they have no problem. Lachmad, a kolben taide has 40 lechomen. There's 40 breads. When you shecht the kolben taide, so these breads get a kedusha. When you shecht the kolben taide, these breads get a kedusha. But 40 could only be mekadosh. The zevach is mekadosh 40. Alright, lachmai taide. I taide the less of betois, less inami bazeach hazeh. Ve'itma toide shenishchito al shmoinim chalas. I shechted a toide on 80 chalas. So I said, these 40 should be lachme toide, these 40 should be lachme toide. I said, all 80 should be lachme toide. So the Gemara, this is mamish the case of Rabbi Kol Shein Bezech Hazem Abbasach Haseinoi. So, I told you the last of the toys. What's the name of the Ve'itma toide shenishchito al shmoinim chalas. Cheski Oma Kotchila Aboy Mitaich Shmoinim. So 40 become. I made 80. 80 can't become. So 40 become. So Gemara understood. He doesn't know like Rabbi Koshen Bezech Hazabasach Hazaini. This is a stick tail of Rabbi. I'm going to say, whatever can become, can become. I said 80 should be. 80 can't be. So 40 will be. So my male Rabbi said that it's a chasson in the Kriya Shem. He's saying 80, so each one is counteracting the Kriya Shem of the other, so nothing should be. Bekitza, Chesky has said that 40 become. That's what Rabbi Yechon Amar, Leikotchi lo aboy mitech shmeinim, nothing becomes. Oh, so now we have the Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon, and in Chesky it seems Rabbi Yechon and holds like Rabbi, and Chesky is Choylik and Rabbi. But the problem is, Cheski is the Rebbe of Rabbi Yechanan, so it wouldn't be proper that Rabbi should be Chaylik on Cheski. That's how the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, I got news for you, you're learning wrong pshat in this whole baraisa. Lamit ma'lo, amar Rabbi Shub and Levi, hakel ma'idim, kalechad amar, kochi lo aboy mitech shmeinim kochi. If he said beferish, that I want 40 to become Kaddish, not more than 40, kochi. Maybe said, I want all 80 to be Kodesh, loy Kodesh. Nothing is chal. But can everyone hold like Rabbi? I nechuk all bestam, ma'asova l'chayis komechavin, u'ma'asova l'kobim godul komechavin. Now let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi. Reitoy de lachmei toy, de lesnu betoys. There is no concept of toys. You wanted dark chalas. Here you need his dots. If he doesn't want dots, it doesn't become. This not hegdish toys. These should also become kodesh. They kodesh. Shataida tuna aboim chalas. Ataida needs 40 chalas. Can we give him a nachas? Rishchitis hazevach mikadashtam kedushis haguf. Kidomrinen hosom kolbonoi alzevach malamej en alechem kodosh. Elo bizviche. The lechem becomes kodosh through the shchitis hagom. Tai kolbonoi belechem ishtoi. The kolbon is going under the lechem. The sival chalas lechem chomet shakiv kolbonoi. Ashmeinim chalois, he was heavy etzla lazor ashmeinim. He brought with the kolben 80 chalos. If he said, kichwa boy miteich shmeinim. If he said that 40 of these 80 should be lachmei toide. V'yoytze yidei toidosu, then he's yoytze. And which are the 40? Vosem afor sheichim isachlam. The Gemara explained that problem. Like it, shum. No, because in Bezechas, in the Bebasachas, who maxi lost the Gemara asked me, the Cheski is your Rabbi, your Rabbi Yechim Rin in Beirev. Rabbi Sandor, Shanif Seka Achas Mitarsi Yoisov. So my mail is also Sakasha and Rabbi. So what says, hey, no, my claim, hey, learn his cabin, she a catch well a boy. He was Mechavin, he's bringing the other 40 to ensure if the first 40 gets lost, the first 40 gets tame, you should have a reserve 40. Shimyoivda yitmu eilu yeilu tachtayim. So memele, so if he's bringing 80 and he wants 40, and the other 40 should be a reserve, it's gevaldik. If he said, lo yekachu kloimel in his kavin sheyekachu aboim beloishman, he wants all 80 to become Kaddish now. Shebodaknu, we interviewed him. No, I don't want, I want all 80 to be like Kitchu. So nothing became Kaddish. The Kedarav, the Shem, is there, in the Basachas. The Machloikis, Cheski, and Rababo was, Bistomish, Shoshoch, he brought 80 Chalas, and he sechted Stam, Baholachloik. So I don't know what he means. So what, so Cheski says, Lachais, Miskaven, Bloyoy, Beliboy, El Aboim. And Rabbi Yechon says, Kolben, Godel, Valkulam, Hoyoliboy.